The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Go to politicalbombshell.com, click on Political Bombshell Store, and grab this t-shirt. You know, many Christians, myself included, we think sometimes that we can steer our own destiny and we are in control, and we pray, but we want God to be on our time. But God is not on our time. God is on His time. And what we need to do, myself included, we need to be still. Be still, and God will steer you in the right direction. That is what this t-shirt is. Be still. Black is my favorite, but it comes in all the colors too. Black, blue, red, green, and purple. They all look pretty good. So go on to politicalbombshow.com. Click on Political Bombshell Store and grab you one of these t-shirts. Let's talk about how despicable the Biden administration is. Let's go to this story here. Afghan soldier who helped U.S. troops forced by Biden DHS to jump Mexican border to reunite with family. If that ain't cold blooded, I don't know what is. Sometimes in jest, you might hear someone make a suggestion that people go to Mexico and walk across the U.S.-Mexican border, rather than jump through the excruciating legal hoops required for an American citizen to get a new spouse from overseas, his or her green card, or a relative being able to reunite with loved ones on our shores. You get the idea. Unfortunately, that situation is no laughing matter for Ahmed Majid. I think the J is pronounced as the H, I'm not sure. But Majid, a soldier from Afghanistan, who helped the U.S. troops stationed in his country and has a sister who also fled their country, living in Phoenix, Arizona. Reporter Stephanie Bennett of the local Fox affiliate KSAZ-TV exclusively broke the story of the Arizona family's harrowing and also maddening ordeal when the brother tried to secure a safe escape from the Taliban. The situation became so dire that his last resort was to head to South America and make the dangerous journey to illegally cross through the U.S.-Mexican border. Majid is an intelligence officer for the Afghan National Army Military Air Brigade. He fled fearing the Taliban would kill him because he had provided information to the U.S. military while also protecting, defending, and working alongside American soldiers for more than a year. He said he hid underground and in the mountains applying for emergency visas to several countries, including the U.S. But Biden administration gave Majid the cold shoulder. Instead, he got help from Brazil, he told Bennett and KSAZ-TV, while he's still in ICE custody. That's unbelievable. He's helped the U.S., and this is how he's treated by Biden. I didn't do anything. I didn't do any crime. I just saved my life to come here, Mahid previously said. I did a lot of emails. The only country that replied, it was Brazil. So I don't have any other option. So that is why I went to Brazil. From South America, Mahid made the atrocious and dangerous trek to the U.S.-Mexican border, and he had to sneak across into Texas like an illegal alien. He says he surrendered himself to the Border Patrol agents. Mahid hoped that since he worked with the U.S., they would take care of him. Boy, unfortunately, Biden is in charge. You should have known better. Once again, he didn't receive the care he should have expected from the Biden Department of Homeland Security. So, I got everything when I come first to America, he said. When I entered from Eagle Pass, I had all my original documents to prove that I am an Army soldier, he said. Despite having his papers in order, Mahid said, he was promptly thrown into detention by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, and held for months. It's unclear what the charges was against him, but he says it was a misdemeanor and he pleaded guilty. As I mentioned, Mahid previously talked with KSAZ-TV while he was still being held in Texas. In that interview, he explained he wasn't traveling alone. I think it says a lot about the man's character that he thanks God for his friend Abdul's good fortune in his dealings with ICE as he remained in custody. He says his friend and fellow Afghan officer Abdul travel with him from Afghanistan. He crossed with another officer same day, same time. The officer who traveled with him was from the same country. Many colleagues shared a maddening story in a piece earlier on Friday, which this is crazy, relates to this one, and I suggest you dive into it feet first. It's illuminating on how this administration really feels about our military branches and those who act in supporting roles for them. Unbelievable. They truly don't even try to keep it hidden from American people anymore. Join me in praying that God continues to bless his family and keep them safe, both from terrorists and our current federal authorities in power. Speaking of Biden administration, one sure way to combat their nonsense, misstatements, and incompetence is to support the red state through okay, we're not gonna go there. An Afghan soldier reunited with his sister. Let's see this.
We've got a Fox follow-up on an Afghan soldier we've been telling you about who helped U.S. military overseas.
Who found himself detained by ICE for several months after crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. While so many other migrants were released, he remained locked up until now. Fox 10 Stephanie Bennett joins us live with the exclusive story. Steph?
John and Christina, good evening. Yeah, we caught up with him tonight, as well as his sister. Both of them just ecstatic to be with each other once again. It had been quite a few years since they were able to hug each other. Now, you may remember this Afghan soldier had no other choice but to flee Afghanistan because he was helping American soldiers, and the Taliban had said they were trying to find him to kill him. So he made the dangerous journey up to Brazil and then up through South America, crossing Mexico and into Texas. Is where he's been detained ever since. He thought Americans could help him like he helped them. After only being able to speak with Ahmad Fahim Majid through an ICE detention phone, we are finally standing with him in person, a free man.
She was hugging me a lot, and she's my small sister, so I love her a lot.
His sister, Daria Majid, a refugee herself, holding back happy tears as they are finally reunited.
Still, I'm so happy. Like, I cannot express how much I'm happy. Like, I have no tension, no stress.
After the Taliban took control in August 2021, Ahmad was forced to hide in the mountains, fearing they would kill him for helping provide information and protection to the U.S. military. He applied for visas in several countries, but only heard back from South America. Once there, he ran into more violence, so he began his journey to the U.S.-Mexico border, where he turned himself in to Border Patrol.
The time that I was spending in detention center, I was feeling very sad. I was thinking why they are not helping me, but I served with them. I was thinking this, I had this in my mind. Once I get released, so everything was coming in front of me as a piece. I was walking in these streets and like a free man. It was my dream, but my dreams come true. So I was very happy.
Majid was detained at the Eden Detention Center in Texas for about 7 months. He was finally released just a few days ago and flew to Tempe.
It was night that they told us to pick up all these stuff and that you're going home. But I was not sure where. It is Afghanistan or to here, to Arizona. So they were not letting people to ask too many questions. So they sent us to the DA office. After that, I found that I'm going to America, to Arizona, to my sister, to my family friend, and I get very happy.
Yeah, and for now, Ahmad and his sister are both waiting results on their asylum cases. But again, they are both happy to be reunited with one another. We did reach out to ICE for comment on why he was detained for so long and why suddenly he was released. They did not respond back. Reporting live, Steffi Bennett.
Okay, of course they're not going to respond back. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Such evil. The man risked his life to help Americans, and they turned their back on him. And when I say they, I don't mean the American people. I'm talking about Biden's administration. That's who I'm talking about. Very sickening. Today's show again was brought to you by politicalbombshow.com. Go to politicalbombshow.com. Click on Political Bombshow store and be still. Be still. Get this amazing t-shirt. Till the next show, if you are on Rumble, leave a like, share, subscribe. If you are on Roku, go to politicalbombshow.com and click on support us and or Political Bomb Show store, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.
Political corruption in public nation. A new sheriff coming to town. No politician is allowed. Come on, people, let's go.